Hi. So I'm Tycho Anderson. This is my colleague Sebastian Dabdue, and we work. I don't know. Is this? Is that? I don't know. We'll see. Oh, did I bump it now? Oh, you turn. Oh, that off. Okay. All right. So we work at Netflix on the multi-tenant container platform there. And I want to point out that the name for this is not in any way related to Jesse Frazelle's library breakout. In fact, I didn't realize that when I cooked up this name that there was that namespace collision. And I think there's some thought that we will probably merge this into a Linux containers project soon-ish. So that disclaimer, this particular name may not be that long-lived. So with that, I just kind of want to go into kind of a basic question. How many CPUs do you have? And this is a question that it seems very simple. You could call one function that would return an integer and tell you the answer. But as we'll see in a little bit, people have screwed it up in a large variety of ways. So the way that we do this today is typically with C groups. I'll go over some of the other interfaces in a bit. But if I just did like a so I'm in this C group here. I've just created it. There's no limit right now. So anything tasked in this C group can run on any CPU. So there's no tasks in this C group right now. So what I'm going to do is put this shell in that C group. So now the things you'll see, the first PID there is the task, the shell, and the second one is cat. So now those tasks are in this C group, but there's still no restrictions. So I'm going to so now I've restricted this particular shell can only run tasks on CPU 0 and 1. So this is like every container engine that you talk to has a way to do this, and this is how they do it. The problem then is if that container itself, for example, suppose that you were running systemd in that container may create a sub-C group. So now I'm in some sub-C group, and in fact,